It was called vote trading in the 2000 election, and some credit it with helping Al Gore win some swing states. Julie Whitaker of Madison is one of more than 100 Wisconsin voters and more than 1,000 across the country who've already signed up this year. She voted for Ralph Nader in 2000 and wants to again, but feels she can't.
I feel like I don't really have a choice but to vote for Kerry, because I can't fathom the idea of having Bush in office.
Now she's trading her vote with a voter in Utah, where polls show President Bush has a 37% lead over John Kerry. The man she's trading with felt a vote for Kerry was a wasted one, so he agreed to vote for Nader.
Being able to have somebody else vote for Nader on my behalf was one way to at least feel like I was voting for Nader.
A recent poll shows John Kerry is the second choice for Nader voters in swing states by a 3-to-1 margin. That leads supporters of vote pairing to say the system should help Kerry win in those states. At the same time, they hope it will rack up votes nationally for third-party candidates and help that movement grow. But UW political scientist Charles Franklin says this year, with Nader running as an independent, vote pairing is unlikely to help third parties much.
This year, with Nader not on a consistent party ballot and not even having the endorsement of the Green Party, that argument for party building doesn't make as much sense.
Vote pair organizers say they're also accepting pairs for Green Party candidate David Cobb and Libertarian candidate Michael Bednarik. They're hoping that will swell the ranks of a movement that could lead to reform or elimination of the Electoral College system. They say the system makes it impossible for third-party voters to vote their conscience. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.